A judge in Texas ruled this week that the way the state funds its public schools is unconstitutional. The ruling came in a lawsuit filed by hundreds of local school districts. They claimed that the state is not providing enough money to enable them to give students a good education. The judge agreed. Texas plans to appeal the case to the state Supreme Court, but the ruling is just the latest in a series of challenges to public school funding across the country. David Hoff writes about school finance for the newspaper Education Week, and he joins us in our studio. Hello.
Hello.
So let's start with this case in Texas. Why might it matter to people who live in other states?
This case in Texas is part of a general trend that's been happening in state courts over the past decade or so. For a long time, civil rights activists mostly were challenging states on whether their funding was equitable, whether there's adequate programs and adequate facilities in all the schools. And now, over the past several years, more than a decade now, states have made huge investments in testing systems that would measure how their students are doing. And now one of the things that is happening is the plaintiff's lawyers are getting a hold of that data and showing it to judges and saying, hey, look, here is evidence that this state is not providing an adequate education to all of its students, because not all of the students are reaching the standards that the state says all students should reach. I think what we're seeing in Texas is what will probably become a shift in the debate as to whether or not students are achieving what the state says all students should be able to achieve.
Now, Texas had tried to find a way to bridge that gap, but it ran into some problems?
Well, they were trying to find a way to create the funding for the schools so that schools could raise achievement for all students. And they tried in their regular session in 2003.
Their legislature.
The legislature did, and they were unsuccessful. They even had a special session earlier this year where the governor had a plan and it was voted down, and then the legislature couldn't come up with its own plan. Texas, as part of its lawsuits that go back a long way, put a cap on property taxes, and a lot of local districts are now reaching that cap. So they are at a point where they are not allowed to raise any more money. But at the same time, there's political pressure from people who are saying, hey, my property tax bill is getting high, and I can't keep paying it. So there's the political pressure to bring down property taxes.
Because most states now do still fund schools with property taxes, right?
A large majority of them do, and it depends on which state. States like New Hampshire use a lot of property taxes, and Vermont as well. But the general trend has been, with these lawsuits, putting more focus on the states to provide funding for education. The general trend has been towards the taxes that states traditionally raise, which is sales and income taxes. So the challenge for Texas, and a lot of states really, is find ways to replace income to pay for tax cuts and also provide the money for their schools.
Besides Texas, which we've touched on, what are there lawsuits in other states that are worth keeping an eye on?
Well, in New York, about a year ago, the highest court in the state ordered the state to fix the funding for the New York City schools and set a deadline for July 30 of this year to respond. The legislature was unable to come to an agreement with the governor as to how to solve that problem. And now that case is before what are called special masters, essentially someone that the judge appoints to work out a solution between the state and the plaintiffs in the case. The interesting thing there is, although the highest court said all the evidence says New York City needs to be fixed, the political solution is going to require that the whole state be fixed, or at least changed. And I would also, a new case that was filed recently to watch will be Georgia. Georgia is a state where the plaintiffs were unsuccessful in getting the state to require changes to the school finance system about a decade ago. But it'll be interesting to watch if they'll be able to get a different result in this new era where it's about student achievement and whether or not there's adequate money to help students reach those goals.
David Hoff writes about school finance for Education Week. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.